Morning, Wayne.
Hi, Mark.
It's a shame I can't address your previous caller's various sociological reasons, which he said he wasn't defending terrorism, but at the bottom of it all, you could tell he was.
No, I don't think so. He was talking about a perspective there and talking about the Shah. Well, the Shah was no angel, there's no doubt about it, but the guy they've got in there now.
Well, yes, and he was trying to say that the Ayatollah was a justifiable response to what the Shah had brought on. But I have to get away from that because I guess you don't have too much time. Well, we've got to differentiate. You've had a caller saying we should burn them to a crisp with bombers, and you've had people saying we should appease them, give them the hostages. And both of them are wrong. What the United States should do is, of course, never initiate violence against innocent people, but by all means they should not give in to terrorism. And I believe they have to take a very firm and just position here, and that is ask the Israelis to hand over all the Shiite militiamen that they have and give them to the Americans. And the Americans should issue a statement, very terse, very simple: we will not negotiate, and we will kill 20 Shiite militiamen for every one American hostage.
Then you're just as bad as the guy that wants to fry Lebanon.
I'll tell you why. I mean, these are Shiite militiamen. First of all, they're not the members of any recognized national army. They're guerrilla fighters.
Okay.
They're not innocent by any means. They've killed Christians. They've killed fellow Lebanese soldiers. They've killed Israelis. They are armed for a purpose, Wayne. They're out to do whatever it is they want to do, and they're, I'm sure, approving of their fellow militiamen's maneuvers at this hostage crisis. They're not innocent.
I understand that, but you're saying we're going to take them out and we're going to have wholesale executions here.
No.
Well, that's what you said. You're
going to have the Shiite militia people have more or less declared a kind of open warfare, and they're hiding behind the cloak of a lack of identity. They're hiding in buildings, and they want to declare war. They are declaring war, but they also don't want to take any risks, and I think the United States has to recognize who the enemy is. It is the Shiite militiamen. The victims are United States citizens, innocent United States citizens, and they have no choice but to say, listen, we're going to deal with your violence with a superior force, a force that we know will have an impact on you. And I think, for one thing, the Shiite militiamen will release the hostages with that kind of firmness. And mind you...
Oh, I think you'd be signing a death warrant if you did. Yeah, you would. What is your plan, though? You want to take these 700 Shiites...
Transfer them to an American...
To an American, and then and then pull out the machine gun.
No, give the Shiite militiamen 1 week.
Yeah.
In that case...
And then what?
Well, at that point, the Americans should have CIA intelligence operatives, there are a lot in Beirut, combing the city, looking and finding and photographing everybody involved with this who have the Americans hostage. And later on, no matter what the consequences, the Amil militia leader should be taken prisoner and held accountable. Everybody involved with this who is an accessory to this act should be never forgotten. The Americans should track them down and capture them, bring them back, because there's no justice in
When does the killing start, though, under your scheme of these militiamen?
You have to give them a deadline to release them. Otherwise, right. you can't give in to these people.
So the deadline goes, then how many get shot? All of them? Some of them?
Proportionate to how many Americans are lost. Wayne, what you're doing is you're crying crocodile tears here.
I'm not crying crocodile. I'm just amazed that we can sit in our Canadian kitchens and talk like this. Talk about bombing Lebanon. Talk about taking people and summarily executing them. I mean, I find this incredible.
Wayne, we're dealing with people who are not innocent. So bombing people who have no moral culpability, of course, is wrong. And I'm not suggesting. I'm saying deal with the people who are knowingly involved in this. These Shiite militiamen could renounce it. They could say, no, I renounce the act of my fellow.
Would they get a trial under your scheme or not?
Absolutely. In fact, the Amil militiamen is negotiating. This man is guilty. He's an accessory. He's the recognized leader of these people, you know, and yet he's acting as the negotiator. This guy's wrong, and he should be brought to justice later on. And all the people involved, and there should be no time limit set on them. And believe me, if that kind of firm statement was issued, these people would, reconsider.
I don't think so. I think you would see an outburst of international terrorism that was unprecedented in the history of the world.
Now, tell me why you think that, Wayne. One thing, your callers have been equivocating retaliatory violence with initiation of violence. In other words, it's like saying Poland was just as guilty for World War II because they defended themselves. They fought back. Or Britain fought back. The people who initiate violence are the aggressors. They are the people who are to be held morally culpable.
But if you fight violence with violence, especially with these people, because they do have this martyrdom syndrome...
Wayne, the only way to fight violence is with total and final violence.
Mm.
In other words, if we'd have sat back and tried to negotiate with Adolf Hitler or any major war criminal who is bent on achieving their ends through violence. In other words, we're civilized people, and we'll try and achieve all our ends through negotiation, reason, and discussion. But when you're dealing with a person who refuses to do that, as these people will absolutely refuse to do so, and their history shows that they will not deal with their concerns in this manner, that they're going to use violence, and you have to deal with them with final, total, and overwhelming force.
Pow.
Get the message.
Shoot them all. Let me see what the...
I didn't say shoot them all. I said deal with the people who are...
Oh, I know what you're saying. Let me see what the audience says. Violence for violence. That's what you're basically saying.
Justice for provocation. In other words, someone attacks you, you defend yourself to the limit where you are totally secure from that
uh-huh.
person.
Okay, Mark, let's leave it there and see what people say to this.
Okay.
Thank you for the call, 433-3121.
You deserve a hero.